Tune in to the hottest sports talk show on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. Join us weekdays at 7 p.m. Stories about players and coaches of all levels. We make it easy to talk sports.
Good evening. Welcome to the Athlete Spotlight with your host, Mr. David Raleigh. I'm Kevin Walker, filling in for Princess Cooper. We have a great one this evening. We got Mr. Zane Wedgman here. So looking forward to speaking with this young man and getting the insight in his future as well. We got another couple good callers as well. I'm going to turn it over to the often imitated but never duplicated Mr. David Raleigh. How you doing this evening, Coach?
Hey, K-World. I was going to let you just keep talking. You're doing very well, man. Yeah, I'm excited, too, because it's important, man. A lot of the kids don't understand the significant impact of being a long snapper.
Yeah.
And tonight we have one on, and he does a very good job. So we want to find out, you know, how all of this took place. So, you know, without further ado, do we have Zane Wegman on?
Yes, we do, and we have Coach Jackson as well. How you doing, Zane?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, we're gonna jump right into it, K-World, and I'm going to bring you in towards the end. And in between, we have Coach Jackson throwing out some questions.
All right, Zane, you ready for us?
All right. Let's start off talking about for the last few years. How did you handle the pandemic?
The pandemic, when it first started, it was a little rough, and I think it was a little rough on everybody, but I stayed on my grind. I stayed snapping every week and just trying to critique and do my best that I could do with what I had. You know, with not getting out too much, I had my long snapping coach, Brett. Me and him just really got in the lab and just started doing what we could. And from there, honestly, I really think it helped me a lot because it really, like helped me, like, get my snaps down and stuff. And I had the time that I needed to, like, see what I can do. And that's where I am today.
Okay. Let me jump over to Dad right quick. Dad, how difficult was it for you knowing that your son couldn't get out and do as much as he possibly could? How did you help him through this process?
Just making sure that, you know, first everything was good and safe, that everybody was, you know, doing what they're supposed to during the pandemic. And just, you know, like Zane said, you know, during the pandemic, yeah, tough, but there was also a lot of free time since, you know, a lot of kids were being everything at home. So there was a little bit of time during breaks, you know, they had that little time during school that had a little bit of sort of a recess time. They were able to do all that stuff there. And, you know, we just sort of focused on the good instead of all the bad that was going on.
Okay. Coming back to Zane, my question with you, you know, we talked about, you know, a little bit of the athletic part of, what about academically? You know, now all of a sudden you're not around any of your peers. You're at home and you got to look at a computer all day. Kind of take us through that mindset.
Well, over quarantine, it was a little rough, like just having to do everything online, but I still stayed on top of my work and got everything done and just stuff like that. Just make sure you had to stay on top of your work. Couldn't let anything slip by and stuff. So you just had to make sure you stayed on top of your schoolwork.
And I guess my thing was, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. How hard was it to stay focused? Because, you know, it's almost like kind of looking at a TV screen, and it's, you want to flip channels, but you can't.
Well, for me, at first it was a little hard, but I started going into my dad's office and just stayed in there all day doing my schoolwork in there, so like I wouldn't have any distractions and I wouldn't be around anything that could distract me.
Okay. Do you play only football, or do you play any other sports? And if you do, how long have you played it?
I just play football.
Okay, okay. Dad, what is the key to Zane's academic and athletic success?
As a parent, I would say just, you know, constantly checking in on the grades, the Power School, which is a great system, being able to check his grades and to stay on top of that. You know, schools send out great emails to let you know if what's going on with the schools. And, you know, sports-wise, I'll be honest, I did nothing to really, I mean, besides him saying, Dad, let's go out in the yard and practice. But other he called his own long snapping coach. He set up all the own times. I did none of that, so I never guided him in that. I just, you know, he found a coach, and he went with it. And, you know, the maturity level of him just taking over on that end, I guess, shows a big success for me as a father. Like, hey, I've done well for my son because, you know, he was a mature man, and he's taking the right steps to be a good long snapper, and he's taking it serious. And it's not a parent pushing a child. It's his goal, though, and that, I think that's a big thing there.
Okay. And then coming back to you, Zane, how are you managing your academics and your athletics? Because we both, everybody that's listening, know that it's very time-consuming. So how do you manage it?
Well, in season, it gets a little bit harder. So, like, after practice and stuff, you just come home, you take a shower, and you eat, and then, like, you get right onto your schoolwork if you have anything else left to do and stuff that you didn't finish in school. But most of the time, school just – it's not too hard like that. And, like, teachers will understand and stuff. And, like, as long as you just come home and, like, you get straight on top of your schoolwork and you just stay on top of everything, then it's all good for me. It's never really shown too much of a problem for me.
Okay, I'm going to bring Coach Jackson in and see if Coach Jackson has a few questions for you and Dad. Coach Jackson?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? What's going on, Mr. K-World and Coach Riley and Zane and Adam Wegman? How y'all doing this evening?
All good. Well, thanks for asking.
Good. So we've been talking about this long snapping thing. So, Zane, for everybody that's listening right now, let everybody know, whether are you a cover snapper or a blocking snapper, and what are your snapping times for the coaches and whomever might be listening right now? What are your snap times?
I am a cover snapper. I'm pretty quick. And my snap times for punt snap, it's high sixes, and then like from like anywhere from like a 0.68 to about a 0.71. And then short snaps for, like, field goal is about a 0.39.
Okay.
Okay.
A field goal. We can.
I don't mean to cut you guys off. Just want to back you up for a few. You want to, for people who don't understand long snapping, short snapping, cover snapping, we need to kind of break that down so the listeners can kind of understand what you're talking about, because K-World, myself, Adam, you, we know what he's talking about, but somebody else out there listening that might want to do this have no clue.
Okay, so for punt snaps, you would want the times, I'd say for about college level, to be about a point, about in about the point sixes, like high point sixes, I would say, because everything's all based off of time, like from when you snap the ball to when the punter catches it, to when he kicks it. It's all going to be a time thing. And same thing goes with field goal. You probably want anywhere from, like, the point threes snap time for field goal snaps, because it's all time and stuff, and you don't want that to get blocked. And then you just keep practicing and repping it and, like, getting the muscle memory down with, like, how everything is, then that's just when it all just comes together.
Okay, Coach Jackson, continue.
Oh, that's good, Zane. Just, you know, in speaking with Coach Lucas when he was at Elon, you know, he said he wanted his, you know, snap to kick at a 1.2. So that's great. And to go back to what Coach Riley was saying. You have, it depends on the team and how they want you to get down the field. Some people want you to snap. Some teams want you to snap and get down the field to be able to make the tackle or force the runner to go a certain direction. That's what you would call a cover snapper. And then as far as a blocking snapper, they want you to block and snap and be able to block. But as far as the questions, that's all I got for the Wagmans tonight.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you, Coach Jackson. Now I want to continue. I want to kind of talk to Dad. Have you and Zane been on any visits? And if you have, what are you guys looking for in a college?
Zane, that's a good question for you, son.
Well, we've been to this past weekend we went to ECU for the spring game. They invited me to come up. And I'm just looking for somewhere where I can go and I can play football and I can get the playing time. And then I can also go and, like, get all my academic stuff in, too. Like, where I can, like, do good academically and sports-wise.
Okay, do you know, I know it's kind of early, but you have any indication of what you would like to major once you go to college?
I'm thinking criminal justice because I just like to helping people. And recently at school, I just did a blood drive and they for Red Cross, and they sent me an email talking about how they used my blood to help a little girl. And that just really made me feel good, you know. So I want to do something
okay.
And, like, help people. So I'm thinking about going into criminal justice.
Okay, so what colleges have you visited other than ECU?
I've been up to Catawba. They invited me up for a spring practice, and I got to see a little bit around, and they showed me the facilities and stuff, and I really liked that college. It was really nice going up there. I've been up to a couple of camps and stuff like that, but other than that, any other visit-wise, I haven't really been up to anywhere else besides ECU and Catawba.
Okay, let's look towards the summer camps. What schools are you looking at? Where you think you can fit in?
What schools I'm looking forward to go to camps to? I'm thinking
yeah.
I want to go for camp wise. I want to go up to ECU, Wake Forest, Mars Hill, Lenoir Rhyne, Western Carolina, App State, Garden Webb, ECU Charlotte, Elon, and Wofford. Those
like
are all
you
the
got
schools.
A full schedule. Okay.
Yeah, those are kind of all the schools. And then there's a few more places I'm going to end up looking at and going to do some camps at, too.
Okay. And Dad, I always ask the parents this. I just want to know, I kind of hear exactly what Zane was saying about what he looked for. But as a parent, what are you looking for when you visit these schools with Zane?
Looking for somewhere that he's going to fit in. I think it all starts with the coaches, you know, their personality. Are they going to, you know, keep him and show him the way, like, you know, keep him in a godly manner, you know, we're a Christian family. Keep him, you know, just safe. And, you know, it starts there in the coaches, and then academically, is it going to fit to what he wants to do as, like he says, criminal justice, you know, start out in major in accounting, minor in criminal justice. But I think that, you know, it starts with the coaches, and there's a lot of good schools, a lot of good coaches. You want a coach that's going to keep your son. He's going to be like, you know, why dad's not there. That's going to be his new dad pretty much. And, you know, you want somebody that you can trust, somebody that's a good man that's going to influence your son and keep him just a godly good kid.
Okay. Zane, do you have a ritual before the game?
I like to get out about an hour before every game and just go out there and go ahead and just start snapping and warming up and just getting, like, the feel of everything and make sure that I've got everything on point and that me and my kicker or punter will go out there and we'll get a couple snaps in, and then I'll help the kickers or punters warm up too so we can just go ahead and get everything dialed in and be ready for the game.
Okay. It's like some of the kids that sometimes they listen to music and that type of stuff. Are you into that?
Yes, very. I like to listen to music and get in my zone, getting ready for the game.
Okay. If I came by you and you had your headset on and I took them off again, I started listening to your music, what would I hear?
Probably a lot of hip-hop and pop and stuff like that. You know, just like something that can like really, you know, get you motivated.
Give me a group, man. You know I'm up to date, man. Give me a group.
A group?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
An artist.
I don't know.
I forgot, I'm a little old school, my artist.
My head coach, he plays a lot of AC/DC when we're in the weight room lifting, so sometimes I listen to that. It'll really get me pumped up.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
All right, Zane.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And maybe
moving
maybe
right along. I know it's
a little bit of hip-hop.
Okay.
In
there, too. Now, this coming year, Zane, what are the goals for your team, and what are the goals for you individually?
For me, I want to really get down and work on my technique and put on about a few more pounds of muscle mass. And as a team, I want us to go further into the playoffs than we did last year. We made it to the third-round playoffs last year, and I want to help us get further this year.
Okay. I'm going to come back here, Dad, with one more question, and I'll be back to you, Zane. Dad, what advice would you give any parent that is listening about the process that you and Zane are going through?
Cool-wee. You know, I talked to a good friend of mine. His son's a long snapper, and you know, be patient. It is with COVID, it really changed the way recruiting has been done. You know, thank God for Twitter and you know, radio shows and like you guys. And man, just be patient, very patient. Get out and practice, get a lot of film, make sure that your kids are sending it to coaches. And parents, you got to let your child do it. If you do it for your kid, then you know you want it. You got to have your son that wants it. So, just be patient in the process. It's very tough because I mean, there's times that Dana reach out to a coach and you want immediate response, and it might be 3 days later, and then he repeats and talks to you for a couple of days, and then you know the process is totally different because you're not the only kid, you know, and you got to understand all the coaches are. They want the best person. They want the best player. And so, you know, they're doing their job as well as your athlete is. So it's just a very patient process is all I can say it is.
Okay. Zane, how about you? What advice would you give to another long snapper that's probably listening to our conversation?
I would tell them they need to go out and they need to snap at least 2 to 3 times a week and really work on their technique and getting just a bunch of mental reps and muscle memory.
Okay. Hi, K-World, you got a couple of questions for these?
Yes, Ghost, thank you so much for allowing me to do that. Want to, again, welcome you guys in for sure. Zane, as a former holder from a high school and college team, man, I know you know those numbers that you were you know that you gave you know as far as some from a field goal and extra point standpoint, those are outstanding numbers for you know for a high school guy for sure. And I know that sound of you know hearing you, they're only going to improve. But what are some of the guys that you look forward, you want to be like, and especially like in the NFL? I see that you're in North Carolina. Are you a Panthers fan by any chance?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so I believe Thomas Fletcher is their long snapper. Is that correct? Am I safe in saying that?
Yes, sir, I think you are.
Okay. Do you watch any other guys just you know to pattern your game after just to you know get that technique down and what they do? Who do you pattern your game? Try to emulate, if you will.
Well, when the football, like I'll watch NFL teams and stuff play, and like mm-hmm. I'll see like what they do, like before their snaps and, like, see, like, what they're kind of doing. Because some players, they like to take, like, a little practice snap before they snap. And then after their snap, I'll see what they'll do. I'll see if they'll run down the field or block and just see, like, where their balls will be at. And I'll kind of just, like, see, like, try out some of the things they do sometimes. Like, some of them do a practice snap. Sometimes I've tried that out, and it's actually worked pretty well for me. Just, like, kind of getting, like, the feel of motion and stuff down.
Okay.
To get ready to snap the ball.
Nice, nice. And I know that I see looking at you, and I followed you on Twitter before the show, and I see that you're about, according to the numbers, you're 6'8", 180 pounds, and I know you mentioned earlier that you wanted to put on a little bit more weight. Now, other than long snapper, for your high school, do you play any other position on the football team?
Yes, sir. I'm going to play corner again this year, too.
Corner. Okay, nice. Okay. All right, great. And so you're just looking to just go to school just for long snapping. Is that safe to say?
Yes, sir.
All right. Great stuff, man. I wish you nothing but the best. All I have, Coach, but I wish you nothing but the best of luck, Zane. I'll be following for sure. And Dad, you know, you have some good stuff on your hands. So it sounds like, you know, you've been doing exactly what you need to be doing. So, again, wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. Back to you, Coach.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Zane and Dad, hey, really appreciate you guys being on tonight, and look forward to following you during the year. From Never Headed So Good Radio, Zane, Dad, Coach Jackson, and K-World, we're out. See you next week.
You're inside Never Headed So Good Sports Radio with Princess Cooper, Tim Moore, David the Duck Riley, Jason Collins, Shoshana Cook, Brittany Jones, Travis McGee, Eric Scott, and Kevin Walker. We make it easy to talk sports.